Good morning to everyone. I hope you are all doing well. Have you ever heard the term, quote, stay in your lane? Stay in your lane is a popular phrase on social media. Stay in your lane has been printed on many t-shirts. We see the phrase on bumper stickers of cars. Now, there are many different types of lanes in life. Think about all the traffic lanes. You have the fast lane, the slow lane, the passing lane. You have the emergency lane, and even the express lane. Now, I'm sure many of us have driven the interstate and thought or even said out loud to the driver beside us, "Stay in your lane, please." Now, sadly, many tragic and deadly auto accidents occur simply because someone does not stay in their lane. Friends, as a Christian, we have a lane we need to stay in also. There's a scripture that talks about staying in our lane, although the word lane is not specifically used. The scripture I'm referring to is Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 1, where it says, quote, "Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith." Again, part of that scripture says, the race marked out for us. Brethren, God has marked out a lane for us to travel in this life. We are driving in what I will call the Christian lane. Now, do we ever get distracted by the things of the world and venture out of the Christian lane? Are we keeping our eyes focused on Jesus? Do we sometimes weave in and out of living a righteous life and weave, at least temporarily, into a lane of sin? Our passage said that we should throw off everything that hinders us and any sin that entangles us, which might move us out of the Christian lane. Friends, there are so many distractions in our world today that can take our focus off the Christian road. Now, when and if we ever weave into a lane of sin, even if it's unintentional and even if it's short-lived, we are in danger of causing a spiritual wreck, not only to ourselves, but to others as well. Brethren, the Christian road is a long one. It is a lifetime road, and it takes good driving skills to remain safely on the Christian road. And friends, oftentimes, we simply just need to give Jesus the wheel. Brethren, Jesus is the best driving instructor there ever was. He knows the way. He can help us stay in our lane. Let us trust Him as we travel this Christian road. Amen.